Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We play an ugly game.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
Welcome back to House of the Dragon 2 Electric Boogaloo. I'm your host, Anthony. Today, my friend Ray's here to join me. No one gets more hyped about a House of the Dragon trailer than Ray of House Black Dreads. So you could imagine how excited he was when he heard that there are two new House of the Dragon trailers. One leaning black, one leaning green. Also, we learned that we have a date for the return of House of the Dragon Season 2. It is June. We're looking at mid-June, folks. All right, without further ado, here's my conversation with Ray. With Ray of House Black Dreads. I've seen both black and green trailers. I have to say, not impressed by the blacks at all. A bit underwhelming.
Of course.
They couldn't take the throne season one. I don't expect that they're going to have much luck season two.
That's why you brought me here, because you knew I was going to say that the green trailer was a little meh. But
So are you an avowed member of Team Black? Is that what I'm guessing here?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I'm not very leal. I would say that when reading the source material, I wasn't one way or another. They didn't really like dive into that, choose your side kind of thing. Uh-huh. It seems like the show has taken that direction and is like feeding off of the social media sort of hatred for each team.
It almost feels like 70% Team Black out there.
Well, yeah, the show also is very heavy-handed. They like really cleaned up Rhaenyra.
Yeah,
from the source material. So,
I think you're right. I don't think her hands are pure, but
they're definitely cleaner.
They're leaning toward the cleaner side for sure. So we've seen both of these trailers. You said let's start with the green.
Yeah, let's start with the boring one.
I will. Let me agree with you on one thing. I feel like you're not going to get us hyped up as fans with any shot of Kristen Cole on a horse. When the rest of these characters are riding dragons, Kristen Cole on a horse does zero to hype us up.
Yeah. I mean, Alicent in the bathtub gets you a little hype, but that's sure. About it.
Well, there you go. I could see that. All right. So
I have Alicent on my team, so.
That's right.
No, I am rooting for her.
So, but you have, do you have Eric or Arik on your team?
I have the black twin.
So you have Eric with an E.
Okay. Okay. So Eric is the black twin.
And I have Eric too. And I have his twin brother, Arik, as well.
You have them both?
I have them both. That was kind of my strategy.
Oh, that was, why?
Oh, it's easy. I know that both of them are going to get a lot of screen time.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
All right, I'll beep that out.
Cut that out, bro.
All right, so let's talk green trailer. So Kristen Cole, not interesting at all. I saw that we had a, looks like a small council scene, which is always a little bit interesting because, you know, that's where the, that's the room where it happens. That's where all of the decisions get made.
Yeah, you kind of
No one cares about what's going on Dragonstone anyway.
Yeah. Well, you do get to kind of see a continuation from episode 8. Mm-hmm. Like Aegon is like fully embracing his his role as king. Like, I guess we're going to go to war then.
He seems to have a devil may care attitude. But he wears the crown well. I'll give him that. Now
speaking of crown, did you see the new Aegon helmet crown they put in there? I thought that was a cool shot.
That was a nice detail for sure. I should mention, like, I'm playing up the green team green side of things. I'm not really rooting for any side. I would say I'm kind of green curious. But there's so many people in my life who just are
rooting for Team Black,
ride or die for Rhaenyra. I just can't help but be the contrarian in the room.
I mean, the show is pointing towards Rhaenyra, right? Like, it wants you to like Rhaenyra. The only sort of thing you can say bad about Team Black is, you know, the crazy shit Daemon does. That's really it. I mean, you got a choice of like Aegon, who he himself is horrible. You know, you got the kids in Fleabottom with the shaved teeth.
I think that people might agree with you until they see the, let's just say.
Are you about to spoil again?
Shenanigans. We won't say any more than that.
All right. We'll see. Even that's Daemon.
Well, we do see a few of those scenes, I think, in this trailer. We see two shady characters walking through a hallway. And we would assume that those are characters in Blood and Cheese. But we will not say anything more about that at this point. I do want to point you, Ray, to a particular scene, minute 108. There is someone we haven't met before. It looks like a woman, and she's wearing a Bracken sigil.
That's a woman?
That's what my son thought. And I was thinking, I think that's a woman.
No, that's not a woman.
You don't think so?
No.
Women all right, I was going to ask you about that. I was like, who is that woman? Who's the Bracken?
You look like you got some Bracken and Blackwood beef going on.
But I was thinking that's got to be someone significant, you know?
I don't think if it was a woman, they'll be like cloaked in armor.
Well, of course not. That's why that's exactly what the show does. It subverts expectations.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you the most important question. At minute 130, what dragon am I seeing flying over the forest there?
Oh, that's a sea smoke.
Oh, I don't think so. I think we're looking at Sheep Stealer.
Oh my god.
It's a brownish dragon. Come on.
It's gotta be Sheep Stealer. It's gray, dude. Sea Smoke has a distinct tail.
I don't know.
You gotta look at the tail. The tail gives it away.
Oh, you're right.
The tail gives it away. That's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if that is definitive proof, but it is a good argument for sure.
There's no Sheep Stealer in this show, in this season. You picked the wrong dragon.
I might have, but I traded him.
They have been showing Sea Smoke a lot of love. Because that's also Sea Smoke at the end.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, no, that one was confirmed by Kondo.
The greenish one at the end?
The one at the end that they're kind of like taming?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No, for sure is Sea Smoke.
Yeah.
Is there anything more about green that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so I think we get our first glimpse of Sunfire.
Did you notice that? No, I didn't.
It is, let's see here.
In green, right?
Yeah, 52.
Okay.
51, 52. I think that's Sunfire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not as lavish as I thought it would be, but it is dark. because they're it looks like they're in the dragon pit.
I for some reason but, I thought that was C-Rex, but you're probably right about that one.
I thought so too, but then I was like, that looks like the dragon pit. So like, why would C-Rex be in the dragon pit?
No, that's right. You got it.
A lot of funeral shots.
A lot of funeral shots, but who knows what funeral that would be. That could be any number of funerals, but I think that they are, the trailer is meant to make us think that there's going to be immediate mourning in the first couple episodes.
We'll get into it in the spoiler section.
Yeah.
There was a shot where it looks like a handmaid or something is walking with like bloody sheets.
Right. Yeah.
And I was wondering, is that like another birth? Is someone being born, or is it
a death? That might be the aftermath of some shenanigans.
Gotcha.
That would be my guess anyway.
Yeah. But that's really it. Not a lot of meat. I got a lot of meat for the next one.
Okay, let's move to the black trailer. We've got either Arik or Eric swinging a sword in someone's solar, and I don't know why.
Not any guesses that wouldn't be mildly interesting.
Okay, very, very good. All right, God's Eye.
But I do have, I do have one that I wanted to bring up, and it happens at the very beginning. So Rhaenyra starts off the trailer where she says that her father chose her his firstborn child to be his heir. Yeah,
until his dying day, he never changed his mind.
Yeah, yeah. But then she says, quote, this is the exact quote.
Okay.
He held to this decision until death.
Yeah.
That got my spidey senses tingling. Because does Rhaenyra believe the dogma that Viserys changed his mind at the end?
All that means is that she's heard the propaganda.
Okay.
That is my sense.
Why would she say, yeah, he held to this until he died? Like, giving in to the fact that he changed his mind.
No, I think what she's saying is Allison is lying. She seems to be claiming that he changed his mind on his deathbed. But in reality, he held to his long-held belief that I am his heir.
I don't think it'd be smart for her to even, you know,
give credence to the rumor.
Give credence to that rumor.
I mean, it depends who she's talking to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that's why it's like, why would you even say this? Like, and why did she say it like this? Like, he believed it till his last day. Like, dude, do you believe he changed his mind? I don't know.
You know what? I thought that was like a line that was made specifically for a trailer. Like, who knows if she'll actually say that in the show?
Okay, we'll see.
But it does depend on who she's talking to. If it's someone that she's confiding to in private, it doesn't really matter.
Something to look out for, because I found that quote interesting.
Okay. We see some scenes of a dragon over Harrenhal in the rain.
I think that's Cyrex.
Oh, I thought it was Caraxes. Because that's exactly where Daemon is.
That's what Daemon is like.
Daemon
up.
Is pictured in that in the other trailer as well.
Yeah, but
I could be wrong. That was just my guess.
It had the Cyrex head.
They do show a few scenes of Caraxes in the rain, so that is what made me think of the Harrenhal.
Yeah, the color doesn't match. Caraxes. It's a more yellowish color, so that's why I thought Cyrax.
Yeah, let me take a look here.
Yeah, look at 21.
Okay,
the color.
First thing, look at 5, minute 4 and 5. That's definitely
that's Caraxes.
That's definitely Caraxes, right? And so that's in the rain. You can kind of see the coloring. Yeah, and then you want me to look at what minute?
21.
Oh, yeah, no, that's there's no rain happening there. 21-22, you got
but that's what you see
Cyrax flying to Harrenhal near the God's Eye, right?
Yeah. You said that was Caraxes. Right.
No, I did. That's not what I had in mind. I was looking for a fight in the rain.
No. That's Caraxes.
All right. No, if we agree. No, that's Cyrax over the God's Eye.
Yes. Cyrax over the God's Eye. Caraxes over the rain.
Yes.
We agree.
Okay. We're there. All right. Yeah. Good. All right. I wanted to. Hey, by the way, super excited at this image that you see, like the God's Eye has tons of weirwood trees on it. I don't think
it's the first time the God's Eye has put to screen.
Yeah, I don't think that we've seen an image like this before.
No, and we haven't seen a far away shot of Harrenhal. We've seen inside of it in the prologue of the first one, and then we saw inside of it in Game of Thrones when Tywin was there with Arya. But we've never seen like an outside shot of Harrenhal, or we've never seen the God's Eye. So that's pretty cool.
Thought that was pretty cool. What do you think about this shot of Cyrax on the beach with Shipbreaker's Bay in the distance?
Yeah. So I don't think this is a spoiler, so I'm just going to say it. In the book, it is believed that Lucerys, who got eaten by Vhagar in the finale of last season, didn't die. And that he's actually just like lost all his memory and is like hanging out in a fishing village.
Yeah.
And so maybe like in the first episode.
Unless he's Nightcrawler from the X-Men. That is going to be the way the show goes.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking maybe Rhaenyra hears that rumor and like goes there just to check.
I think that you're probably right about that. Now, I was thinking that initially I thought, oh, why is there a boat here? Maybe there's a rendezvous with her ex-husband. I don't know. But then I thought, nah, that's Shipbreaker's Bay. I think she's gone to find the remains of her son.
Yeah, find the remains, like hear the rumors and stuff. So,
fun to see Aegon on the throne. It's always nice to see good things happen to good people.
Yeah, it's funny. She calls him Alicent's son. In last season, she always refers to his name. Well, no, like in last season, she used to always refer to him as half brother. And now it's like, that's just Allison's son.
Okay. I have a question for you about I think it's minute 33. It's minute 33. Rhaenyra is saying, I mean to fight this war. She's at table. There's tons of food. You say Bela there. I don't know if that's Jace, but there's three people at the bottom of the screen. I want to get your take on who these people are.
Well, there's a black dude, so that's a Velaryon, right?
Wait,
you gotta be.
Wait. Dude, are you sure? Can we be sure that that's a man? Bottom left.
Yeah, it's wearing men's clothes.
All right, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the time period that Game of Thrones is in. I think you're right on your.
You think this is dragon seeds? Dragon seeds.
Yeah.
Because if that's not a man, that's got to be Nettles.
No, that is. I'll tell you who this are. That's all Hugh right. Hammer.
Hugh Hammer's on the right.
Yeah, Hugh Hammer is the blonde.
Yeah.
And then you got the guy who takes Ulf the White.
So definitely we've got Hugh Hammer, Ulf the White. I don't know which is which, but...
It's likely the one with the white hair.
But who do you think is the gender fluid person on the left, bottom left?
I'm thinking that the last name is of Hall.
Adam of Hall?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or Alan. Doesn't that person look like the person from the last trailer that was like looking up at Sea Smoke that you thought was Sheep Stealer?
I was wondering if that could be Nettles.
Yeah, no, that's the same person who was looking up at Sea Smoke.
I mean, maybe.
Could in be. The first trailer.
Possibly. And
it is not, it's not Nettles. I told you, you could have researched this by now. It is confirmed by the showrunner that Nettles is not in this season.
I do not believe things that showrunners say oftentimes. I think I'm holding out hope here. Holding out hope for sure.
Yeah, well, you're crazy.
All right. So in addition to all of those interesting tidbits, I think we've got a Cregan Stark sighting.
The back of his head, yeah.
At least the back of his head. And so then
looks like they're at the wall.
I was going to say, that does not look like Winterfell, right? So
it looks like they're at the wall.
What's going on up at the wall here?
I'm guessing Cregan is showing them something. They're talking about something. Something mildly interesting, I'd say.
Anything else about the trailer?
Okay. Here's a good one. 48.
Okay.
There is a shot of someone in Hightower regalia who I thought could be a missing brother of Aegon and Aemon.
Oh, interesting. So I'm looking on my 48. I'm looking at a guy who's got a mastless helm.
Yep.
So he's in full plated armor. Looks like he's on horseback. And he looks like a blonde hair, blue eyed son of a gun, right?
Maybe it's Gwaen.
Maybe. I don't know, because the way that this is cut, it looks like this is a guy, he's going to get burned pretty quickly here. So I don't know if that's just the way it's cut or if he's just, you know, garden variety dude who's about to get barbecued.
No, with that kind of close up, he's a character.
Gwaen Hightower?
Yeah. Is that Daron? Is that Daron?
Too young. I mean, too old.
Too old, yeah. You're right. I wonder, who was Daemon talking to about the house burning?
The landscape suggests that he is either at the Reach or the Riverlands or somewhere around there.
Yeah. I think towards the end of it where... an interesting quote from Rhaenyra, which makes me like wonder when is it happening and like who's she talking to, is when she says, "I fear what I've begun."
Mm-hmm. As like, she should. She acted rashly. She could have ended this war a long time ago, Ray. Yeah. But she's bloodthirsty, and
I don't think she began the war.
She's forgotten who rules the kingdom. It's the Greens.
Come on, guy. If Vhagar wasn't all choppy choppy, if Vhagar didn't go all choppy choppy, then she might have just abdicated the throne. Right?
It's possible. Now, is there anything else you want to say before we get into spoiler territory?
No, because I want to say what my theory is of why I think she said that. I fear what I have begun.
All right, now let's warn people going forward. You do not want to hear stuff that's from the books.
Goodbye.
Okay, so what's your theory?
Oh, I think this happens after the Battle of Rook's Rest.
Oh, interesting.
And after, the big battle with... Rhaenys and Aegon and Aemon.
Yeah,
that's what she's like.
We're gonna lose a few really main characters of the show at that.
Probably like halfway through.
Yeah,
That's the big battle that they were filming that we saw all the shots of.
Here's another idea.
Yeah,
she does not endorse the blood and cheese subterfuge. This is not her idea. This is Daemon's idea. And when she finds out what happens, she realizes there's no turning back. There's chance of peace is out the window. And she,
the same
maybe at that point, she says, I fear what I've.
I think that's when that's probably where you're also getting all of Rhaenys's quotes from the trailers.
Maybe so. I do like that she's acknowledging that she started this whole thing. She says, "I begun." This confirms to me.
No, that this the is blacks a are leader. At fault.
The greens are no. pure as you know driven what this snow.
Is? This is a leader, right? This is a leader that understands uh-huh. that the buck stops with her. And that no matter what happens, she's responsible because she is a leader.
Talk to me when she's sitting on the Iron Throne. Then I'll believe that she's a leader.
I will at the end of this season.
All right. Now, shall we talk a little bit about Blood and Cheese?
Okay. So George, so it's the first episode, what I heard, is named A Son for a Son.
That is the episode you do not want to watch with kids in the room. I mean, if you're watching this show with kids in the room, then you do. But I would say that episode I imagine it's going to be pretty harrowing.
Well, George Martin said that it's one of the most gruesome things he's seen on the show.
So
that episode's we're gonna start the series with a bang because I believe that's the first episode.
Are there other scenes from these trailers that have got you thinking about spoiler stuff?
And of course, when Aemon is saying, you know, my uncle is the only challenge I'm looking forward to if he'd actually fight me, it's like, dude.
Yeah, he says something like, if my uncle wants it, I welcome the challenge. And
yeah
I mean, that's really the showdown we're waiting for.
That's final season stuff.